Maybe you spend part of Christmas Day on a hiking trail, or maybe you're planning on ringing in the new year in the great outdoors. Either way, Arizona Highways Magazine is trying to help out. Its January edition features 52 public lands you can visit, one for each weekend of the year. And joining me to talk about this is Robert Steve, Arizona Highways editor. And Robert, so you have this list of 52 places to get outside, and let's say you don't have a ton of time. It seems like there are, in fact, a number of places that are doable in a day.
Yeah, you know, it's very true. I mean, we're very fortunate in Arizona. We have more than 35 million acres of public land. So, you know, when the numbers are that big, you know, there's a good chance that there's a place you can get to from whether you live in Phoenix or Tucson, Flagstaff, kind of no matter where you live. And honestly, you know, you can kind of throw a dart at a map and find a really great spot. You know, one of my favorite places, it's right in the middle of the state, is up around Sedona. You get up to the Red Rock Secret Mountain Wilderness, all kinds of hikes up there. So it's a good place you can get to. It's easy to get to, and believe it or not, you can kind of drop out even up there.
Now, if you have a little more time and you really want to just sort of be one with nature and you don't want to be around other people, you don't maybe even want cell service, any recommendations of places people can really go to sort of get away from it all?
Yeah, you know, we actually thought about doing a story, you know, the top 10 places with no cell service. And believe it or not, there's always some phone company that manages to get a signal
AT&T
somewhere.
AT&T would not be thrilled with that.
No, but yeah, there are all kinds of places. One of my favorites is over in the eastern part of the state along the New Mexico-Arizona border called the Blue Ridge Primitive Area. It's probably one of the most rugged places in the state. Another place I like a lot is the Kaibab Plateau up in northern Arizona, kind of up by the north rim of the Grand Canyon. And I tell this story about being up there for a board meeting. I was on the board of the Grand Canyon Association, and we had the guy that was doing all the research on mountain lions up there. He calls them pumas, which the name puma, mountain lion, cougar, they're all interchangeable. And so he was doing this whole presentation about how many mountain lions are up there and exactly, you know, what to look for if you're out and about. And the day was kind of getting toward the end, and it was getting a little bit dark out, and there was a little mist in the air, and I had to finish this hike for our hiking book. I headed out on this trail, and about maybe an hour in, of course, there it is. There I see a half-eaten mule deer. And I know the signs. I've just heard it from the expert. And I couldn't see the mountain lion, but I could sort of hear his purring close by. And I think it was sort of like at Thanksgiving, you know, when you finish the turkey and everybody just sort of lays on the couch and tries to recover from the big meal. So he hadn't finished eating that mule deer. And so I did what you're supposed to do. I made noise and let it know that I was nearby, and I scurried past as fast as I could. Got by, and I will tell you, I've done a lot of hikes around the state, spent a lot of time in the wilderness. It's one of the few times I've sort of been a bit frightened, I will tell you. And so, but here's the kicker, is that I got to the end of the trail, and it was an out and back. It wasn't a loop. So now I'm out here, and I'm thinking, well, I have to go hike past that mountain lion.
Yeah, you want to make sure you don't see that mountain lion on the way back.
Yeah, and so I pulled out my maps, and I realized there were a series of forest roads that would get me back to my car, but it would have been about 40 miles, and I didn't have a headlamp. I didn't have the energy, and so I thought, well, you know, if it's my time, it's my time. But to your point, a great place to get away is a place like that.
Before you publish some of these places, especially some of the more remote places, do you ever think to yourself, man, I really like this place, and I kind of like the fact there aren't that many people here. Do I really want to put it in a magazine where everybody who reads it is going to now know about the spot?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, and we get that oftentimes when we do publish something, you know, where someone will sort of scold us for letting the cat out of the bag, letting the secret out. And, you know, for us, if, for example, there's this great place on you know, the Coconino National Forest, and it's already on their website and it's in other places, we don't really feel like, you know, we're revealing a secret, so to speak. But, you know, those things do happen, and we're careful about that. We definitely, I've found this when I've been out hiking, where I'm on just a typical trail and I will see some ancient ruins or something that aren't really listed in the Forest Service website, and so we keep those things quiet to protect them.
So do you have some kind of like New Year's tradition where you go hiking either on New Year's Day or right around New Year's, like some symbolic like first hike of the new year?
You know, that's another good question. I do try to do that. I thought a lot this was a long time ago, but when, you know, on Y2K on December 31st of...
if the world was going to end, yeah, you wanted to be somewhere nice, right?
Yeah, and so I chose the south rim of the Grand Canyon, and I was up there, and I was supposed to be meeting some friends who were flying in from different parts of the country, and there was this huge snowstorm that came in, and my colleagues couldn't make it in, and so here I am. I stood out on the south rim looking out at the canyon in this snowstorm as the clock changed and switched, and nothing dramatic happened, of course, and they weren't there. So I thought, well, I'm going to go do this hike anyway. And I had to use crampons at the top because there was a lot of snow. And, you know, it's kind of tough to beat that particular experience. But yeah, I definitely like to kick off the year with something new. And, you know, regardless of how much we've published over the years, there are always new things to discover and new ways to look at them.
All right, I won't make you give away your secret spot for your New Year's hike this year, but Robert Steve, the editor of Arizona Highways Magazine, thanks for coming in. Happy hiking in 2018.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.